This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Entertainment Technology World. We're about to speak to Scott Lomond, who's the president and COO of SiteSpeed in Berkeley, California. Welcome back to Utopia Media's Entertainment Technology World.
Well, it's nice to be here, Mark. Thanks.
What we're principally going to talk about is an upgrade to the SiteSpeed system. Why don't you tell us what version is now out there and what it does, and then we'll talk about what the new version is going to do.
Right. Well, currently we're shipping version 4.0. And that version has been on the market probably for about 6 months now. And we have in that the one-to-one calling, the multi-party four-way calling, integrated video mail, and integrated text messaging. And with 4.5, we are making a couple of cool additions as well as improving some of the things we're doing already. So the new features that customers will see in 4.5 include the introduction of our SiteSpeed community calling feature, which will allow SiteSpeed users to meet by opting into the community other users who use SiteSpeed around the world. And it's great for practicing language skills or just learning about other people in other places.
Can you talk in general terms or specifics about how many of those SiteSpeed users there are around the world at this point?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say. I will say that we are growing quite rapidly. We have added, our growth rate has gone up maybe 30% in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And we see no signs of that changing. So,
all right.
We're a small company, but growing rapidly in what is turning out to be a very rapidly expanding market.
Okay, so people will be able to have semi-random discussions over SiteSpeed with people all over the world with version 4.5.
That's right. In addition to, you know, your private contact list, which, you know, contains the people you call most often, more like a speed dial. And what's nice about it is that your display name in the public arena is not traceable back to your private list. So it's like having two phone lines, if you will.
And of course, if you meet someone you'd like to talk to more around the world, you can put them in your personal list.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, so that's one function that's going to be added in 4.5. What else?
Well, we have found that a lot of our users use our video mail function to essentially create a video link and then post it to a website or blog. So we're making that a lot easier now by introducing a direct way to do that. So now you can record a video clip in SiteSpeed, store it, you know, to our servers after previewing it and making sure that it looks great, and then, you know, simply ask for the link to that so that you can cut and paste that link into your website or your weblog, whatever you want to do.
So, in fact, what used to happen is people would be able to send video mail and the recipient would get the link to go and look at that clip, but now the sender will get it and they can do whatever they want with it to help more people get to that video.
That's right. And we still offer the video mail service. It's very popular among, you know, consumers and our small business users. But, you know, we're giving people a different way to use what's essentially the same back end of recording and storing videos on the SiteSpeed service.
Okay. How much are people who are already subscribers going to have to pay to get this upgrade?
There is no additional fee for this. So all of the new features that we're introducing in version 4.5 are free additions to both our free service plan and our pro service plan.
Okay, and when's this transition to 4.5 going to take place?
It'll occur tonight at 8:30 p.m. We are going to be doing some plan maintenance at that point for an hour or two, and then we'll be back online, and when customers log in after that maintenance period, they will see our new user interface, which is something we haven't discussed yet, but a nice updating to our user interface, much sleeker, more intuitive, we feel. And then, of course, the community and the blogging feature as well.
Will they need to download a new client?
Yes. And what will happen is when they log back in, there'll be a service notice which says, a new version is available, please click here. And
okay.
The download will take a few seconds.
All right, and then they'll install it and they'll be ready to go.
That's right.
Say a little bit more about the user interface that you've upgraded as well.
Well, today we have what's essentially a three-part user interface. It's one console, but it's sort of broken into three main sections. And one of the things that our users asked us for was a more compact user interface. So we're going back to more of a two-panel approach with layered tabs, which are, you know, pretty easy to navigate, very easy to navigate. And also, as we continue to add these video features like the community, like the blogging and the like, we need to sort of reshuffle the real estate to make it easy to see those tabs and get to them. So I'm very impressed with this new user interface. I think our design guys did a great job.
Okay, now could you just briefly talk about the two plans that are available for users who want to subscribe to SiteSpeed and tell them how they can go about contacting you to do that?
Sure. Well, today we have two plans available, the SiteSpeed basic plan, and that's free. And what you get with the basic plan is the unlimited one-to-one voice and video calling. You get the ability to create an unlimited number of video recordings, whether those are from mail or for the new blogging function. And you get the text messaging, which is nice because you can open up multiple text messaging sessions with people at the same time, whether or not you're in or out of a video call, for example. We do throttle the storage time and the recording time of our video recording feature in the free plan to 30 seconds, and we store them for 30 days.
But again, you're saying this plan is free to the users?
The plan is completely free, and
okay.
It's a great way to get started and see what SiteSpeed can offer.
Okay, well, after people do that and they see that they're getting some efficiencies and some enjoyment, but they want to do more, what can they upgrade their plan to?
Right. Our premium plan is $4.95 a month or $49.50 a year, and that plan adds to everything that we have in basic. It adds the multi-party conferencing capability, which is the ability to have four people in a video call at one time. And that's very popular among small businesses or families with lots of members scattered around. We extend the storage and record times for our video recording, video mail, to 60 seconds, and then we'll store them for you for the lifetime. The lifetime of your pro membership. So if you want to stay on it forever, we'll store those things forever.
And if you want to use that in your business, then they'll also stay up forever.
That's right. So if a small business puts this in a newsletter, they might want to have a pretty long life on that. Or if a video blogger is using this to post creations on his website, he doesn't want them to expire after 30 days. So for $5 a month, you can keep them forever stored on our servers.
As I understand it, from some limited experience I've had with it, when I set up a blog entry and I have it podcast, if I specify the particular content, which becomes the enclosure, then that's downloaded automatically to the recipient, to the subscriber of the podcast. Is that possible with what you're talking about here with SiteSpeed to make the video that you've recorded using SiteSpeed as the enclosure in your blog entry and therefore as a download in your podcast?
Well, I don't think we'll have that functionality. That's not in this release, if
okay.
I'm following your description correctly.
Right.
This is our initial rollout of the, trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Right.
I want to use my webcam to capture video, preview it, store it, and then just get a link. And then I can do with that link what I want.
So you can put it on a web page, you can put it in your blog, and people come to the blog or the web page and click on it, and then they get to the video.
That's right.
Okay. Talk a little bit about how small businesses are using SiteSpeed these days.
Right. Well, roughly 30% of our users characterize themselves as being small business users. And what they use it for is flexible, portable video conferencing without having the expense of some of the large room-based systems from, say, a Polycom or a Tandberg. Those are terrific systems, very handsome systems in a boardroom, but they're going to cost you quite a bit of money. A lot of small businesses, one, they value the cost component of SiteSpeed, and two, the flexibility, because if they travel around a lot or their sales reps are traveling about, they can use SiteSpeed and a laptop from a hotel room or a hotspot to make video conferences back to the home office or to customers.
So that's more convenient than dragging a console with a television monitor and a camera on top of it through the airport with you.
Just a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, there's a lot of dual use among our business users. So they'll use it for talking to the home office during the day, but at night, if they're a road warrior like I can be sometimes, it's nice to be able to go to a hotel and turn on my SiteSpeed account and call my family.
All right. This sounds like a pretty good deal at a low price with great functionality. Are you worried that other larger companies are going to sneak into your space here?
Well, certainly some are starting to sneak. The video, you know, calling market was kind of a sleeper for many years, and you know, of course, you know, SiteSpeed's been at it for a while, but you know, we've seen some very large entrants add video to, say, an instant messaging platform. Yahoo has it now. MSN has it, has had it for some years, and Skype has recently added it. But you know, you have to think about SiteSpeed as having started with video, and then you know, we've won all the major awards recently for having the best quality video, and we've added rich video-centric features on top of that. So we know as a small company that we have to stay the best and continue to give users neat and fun things to do with the video. And we feel that when they check out what we have to offer, we will come out ahead.
Does part of your strategy include partnerships?
Well, that's another aspect of it. Clearly, we wouldn't probably fare too well going up against the large competitors alone. But SiteSpeed has been architected to contemplate being distributed through partners. So we have large partnerships underway now with the likes of Creative Labs, with GMO Internet in Japan, and several others. And
Ezonix being one of them as well?
Exactly. Ezonix, the webcam maker here in the Bay Area.
So then does that mean if you go to a big electronics store and buy a Creative Solutions?
Well, yes. If you go to...
is it called Creative Solutions?
It's Creative Labs.
Creative Labs or Ezonix camera, then you get bundled with it some SiteSpeed.
That's right. If you install the CD, that would install that peripheral hardware on your laptop or your desktop.
And that essentially then gives you the free plan, and if you want to upgrade it, you're in a position to do that right away.
Correct, and not just the free plan. We actually throw in some sweeteners for the customer who acquires SiteSpeed in that way, and you'll get things like maybe a bit of a discount or maybe a free period to try the pro plan so you can get the full flavor of it and then make a choice after the free period if the pro is right for you, if you want the free plan instead.
Okay, say just a little bit more about how small businesses are able to use the SiteSpeed program.
Well, we talked about the video calling and the video conferencing, which is, I think, very popular, but another way they're using it is to create a video mail campaign to their key customers, for example. We've seen examples where some of our customers will do a brief pitch of a proposal and then send that, you know, with a written document attached, if you will. So, you know, clearly the ability to very cost-effectively create your own web advertisement, if you will, in a pre-recorded piece of content and send that out to your customers can be very impactful. I see this going into some interesting places. For example, in job applications, you know, if I'm sending a resume to someone, it might be beneficial for me to put my smiling face in a video as part of the message that I sent to them.
As well as demonstrating your technological sophistication by doing so.
One would hope, yes.
All right. What about in the enterprise? Are the big corporations going to take advantage of these functionalities as well?
Well, I would presume so. We have not seen a lot of take-up in large corporations. Some large corporations have firewall policies, for example, that prevent peer-to-peer systems like ours from working.
Would it work internally if the CEO wants to rally the troops every morning or late in the afternoon by sending everyone a video mail of him or herself? Is that
it can be set up to work that way. Yes, it can.
Okay.
We've also seen a lot of large corporations you know, already have invested in some of the more expensive infrastructure video conferencing systems. So, you know, the need is not necessarily there.
But for the small business and for the personal user, there's plenty of market there.
That's a great solution for them.
Okay. Why don't you wrap up by reminding our listeners when this upgrade is going to take place so that if they were planning on chatting using SiteSpeed, they'll know not to, and when it's going to be back up, and a summary of what's going to be available to either existing subscribers or new ones.
Great. Well, the upgrade will begin tonight at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, and SiteSpeed should be offline for several hours as we make the necessary changes and perform some maintenance. This is a planned maintenance outage. And then when customers log back in after that period, they will see the new interface, and they can enjoy the new community calling feature, the new video recording or blogging feature, the new user interface, and some other cool things I didn't mention, like improved echo cancellation, better firewall traversal. A lot of the things we're already doing now, we're going to be doing better in 4.5.
Okay, so people who are already subscribers will get a notification about the need to upload the or download the new client when they next log in. How can new subscribers get in touch with your company in order to become new subscribers?
Absolutely. They can simply go to www.sightspeed.com. That's SIGHTSPEED.com. And we have several buttons on our homepage which lets you click to get it now. And once you've made that decision to get it, you can pick your plan that seems to work best for you and get started right away.
Okay, so there's nothing left to do except start calling.
That's right.
All right, I want to thank you very much for spending the time today to talk to us on Eutopia Media's Entertainment Technology World about SiteSpeed's upgrade to version 4.5.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.